two babies are launched into space from two different families to save them from being destroyed. One has a dazzling smile, a gold binky, and perfect hair. The other has blue skin, a minion, and a rather large forehead. And so starts the story of the two rivals, Metro Man, the suave and egotistical hero voiced by Brad Pitt, and Megamind, a wannabe evil genius, voiced by Will Ferrell. Throw Tina Fey, reading the role of reporter Roxanne Ritchie, into the mix, and you've got what should be a hilarious hit for the entire family. However, this is not the case. In another year, this might have been at the top of the animation category. But with competition like How to Train Your Dragon, Toy Story 3, and Despicable Me, Megamind just barely makes the list. While it can compete with the emotional depth of How to Train Your Dragon, or the richness of the plot in Toy Story 3, it's a cute and funny movie that will make you smile. One of the best things about the movie are the characters. Megamind provides the heart of the story as a misunderstood outcast, who has decided that since everyone thinks he is bad, he'll be the baddest villain ever seen. He's also amusing in a gleeful, childish way. For instance, while his adversary takes the name Metro Man, he decides to take the name Megamind, incredibly handsome master of all villainy. If Megamind is the heart of the movie, then Roxanne Ritchie is the brains. She is a smart, determined reporter who is so used to being kidnapped by Megamind that it doesn't even bother her anymore. Metro Man is the all-around perfect hero, and the people of Metro City worship him, doing everything from kissing his shoes to throwing their babies at him. The interaction between these three is perfectly shown in this clip.
Megamind!
Oh, bravo, Metro Man!
Should have known you'd try to crash the party.
Oh, I intend to do more than crash it.
We all know how this ends, with you behind bars.
Oh, I'm shaking in my custom baby seal leather boots. You will leave Metrocity, or this will be the last you ever hear of Roxanne Ritchie. Huh?
Roxanne. Don't panic, Roxy. I'm on my way.
I'm not panicking.
In order to stop me, you need to find me first.
While each of these characters is relatable in their own way, most of the humor in the movie comes from cameraman Hal Stewart, voiced by Jonah Hill, and Minion, whose part is read by David Cross. Hal Stewart is a lovesick puppy who devotedly follows Roxanne wherever she goes. While trying to impress her, he often says awkward things. For example, in one scene, he accidentally blurts out that he's been watching her like a dingo watches a human baby. In another, he invites her over to a fun-filled party, complete with a giant bouncy house. Needless to say, Roxanne is not taken with him. Minion is a fish whose bowl is set atop a robotic ape's body. He is the perfect balance to Megamind as his reasonable best friend and sidekick. He is always trying to tell Megamind when one of his plans will go wrong, although he is never listened to, much to his perpetual disappointment and dismay. The plot of Megamind is simple, and although this isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's also way too slow, especially in the middle. The only thing that saves it from being dreary and boring is the action-packed last half hour, which is full of buildings being thrown, lasers being shot, mad dashes to escape, and even a near-death scene. Overall, Megamind is a mildly entertaining movie that's good for the whole family. And while it's not a must-see, it is funny and worth going to, especially if you just want a fun diversion for the afternoon.